Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc.
We are ISTAT from Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, Williamsburg. We crush our opponents in chess, take all the trophies home.
Tonight at 7:30 in their Club B10, Mass Mocha will screen Brooklyn Castle as part of their Winter-Spring 2013 documentary film series, Compete, celebrating films about winning, losing, and how you play the game. Brooklyn Castle is an engaging and heartwarming doc about the championship-winning chess team at IS318, a below-the-poverty-line public junior high in Brooklyn. The film focuses on five incredible kids and their coaches and teachers as they battle their opponents, as well as recessionary budget cuts that threaten all extracurricular activities at their school. The film won an audience award at last year's South by Southwest Festival and was one of the top 10 audience favorites at the Hot Docs Canadian International Documentary Festival. Filmmaker Katie Della Maggiore will do a Q&A via Skype after the screening of Brooklyn Castle tonight at Mass Mocha, and she joins us via phone now. Katie Della Maggiore, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hi.
Before we talk specifically about Brooklyn Castle, let's get to know a little bit about you. How did you become a filmmaker?
I actually started out working in television, so I worked as a producer for MTV for quite some time, and then some other networks, and then worked with other filmmakers on their films, helping them produce their films. And so it was kind of through that line of work that I decided that I would try to make a film on my own, or actually not on my own, with my husband Nelson, who's an editor. And we figured if we kind of pooled our talents, we can make a movie of our own. So that's how we ended up becoming filmmakers.
How did you discover IS318 and the chess team there?
I came across the story of IS318, which is the school that's depicted in our film, Brooklyn Castle, from an article that I read in the New York Times. It was about the best high school chess team in the nation, which is Murrow High School in Brooklyn. And a lot of people had heard about this high school winning a lot of championships, but a lot of people had not heard about this junior high school, which was the feeder school to this high school. A lot of the kids from IS318 went on to this very strong high school chess team, but a lot of people didn't know that yet. And so when I discovered IS318 and the fact that they had a really strong chess team and also that a large majority of the kids were from homes below the poverty level, it just seemed like an unlikely story that would really be worth telling. And then when we went to visit the school and saw how passionate the teachers were and how engaged the kids were and just what such a great environment it was there, that's when we were hooked. We knew that there was something really special happening there and that we wanted to kind of dig in and tell people about it.
Once you find the place and the, you know, the story you want to tell, how do you approach the school and the staff at the school about, you know, being around and bringing your cameras in?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I didn't really know how I was going to do that at first. I actually thought it would be quite difficult to approach the principal of a public school in New York City and say, hey, we'd love to come with some cameras and, like, spend some time there and, and actually spend a year there.
Right.
I didn't think that that would be an easy request, but actually it was a lot easier than I thought. And that's really just what I did. I called the school and asked to speak to the assistant principal, who's John Galvin. He's one of the stars of the film. And told him our idea that, you know, we thought that they had something really great going on there, and could we come by one day and meet the team and maybe bring a camera and just shoot some footage? And he was 100% on board. And his principal, Mr. Rubino, who's the one ultimately who calls the shots, also loved the idea, and he trusted us and invited us in. And so, yeah, I didn't expect it to be as easy as it was, but because the school and the administration were so proud of their chess team and so proud of, like, the school and what they had accomplished, I think that they were just so open to having us there and having us tell their story.
When you knew you were going to make the film, at what point did you decide that you would focus on five students? I mean, there's more than five kids in it, and you do get to know some other ones too, but primarily the main documentary subjects out of the students, there's five of them. How did you narrow it down to those kids?
Well, I think at first we knew that we were going to follow, you know, a handful of kids, and particularly, like, kids that had different stories and that were, like, struggling with different challenges or had different goals that they were trying to reach. But until we actually sat down and started talking with all the kids and meeting them, I didn't actually know who those kids would be.
Right.
So it just took a lot of time of, like, going to tournaments with the kids and just observing them and having, like, nice long conversations with a lot of the kids on the team. There's, like, 80 kids on the team. So it was quite a bit of just, you know, getting to know you, you know, with, mm-hmm. with a lot of the kids on the team until it became clear which ones had some interesting things going on in their lives that would make for an interesting story arc to follow in the film. And that's how we kind of settled on the kids that are in the film, you know, because someone like Alexis, who was striving to get into this specialized high school, I knew, you know, either he would make it into the high school or he wouldn't, but either way, it would be really interesting to kind of see what happened along the way. And the same thing with Justice, who was wanting to become a master, a chess master. You know, either he would or he wouldn't, but ultimately it would be about the journey that would make the film a good film. And so that's how we settled on those five kids was, you know, did they have something that they were striving for? Did they have something that was challenging them, you know? And then could we follow that story for an entire year? And that's how we chose those kids. But it took some time, you know, it really took a lot of time of actually, like, getting to know them to figure out what those stories would be.
A favorite moment of mine in the film is when Pobo is talking about his life plan. He's like, I'm going to be a lawyer, and then an attorney general, and then a senator, and then eventually president. He even has more steps in there.
President, and he goes, and then scrap that. I'll just become a football player.
Right. So great, but it's not. I mean, I don't know. When I was a kid, I just wanted to be a thing without there being any steps toward the thing.
It's totally.
So smart. Mm-hmm. It's accessible. There's not too much talking about the method of chess, which would, maybe not appeal to a general audience. Obviously, a lot of people would really like it, but just a general audience would be confused. And when Elizabeth Vickery is coaching them in chess, when she's in the classroom teaching them chess, I was fascinated by it because I understand it so little. Do you have a familiarity with the game of chess?
No, actually, and the experience that you had watching it that you just described is exactly the experience I had when I first stepped foot into her classroom, which was, I don't know what you're talking about, but for some reason, it sounds really interesting. And I want to understand what you're saying. Like, there's something in the way that she teaches that even if you don't know what she's talking about and you know nothing about chess, there's something fascinating about it. And so I didn't play any chess. I still don't really play any chess. But I'm glad that you had that experience watching it because that's kind of the kind of movie we wanted to make, a movie that people could watch even if they knew nothing about chess, because we found it fascinating and we knew nothing about chess. So we were hoping the audience would have that same experience.
And it further demonstrates how smart these kids are and how much they've had to learn to become as good as they are at the game.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much knowledge, so much information that you have to collect, get good at chess. You know, it's not just, you're not just born a good chess player. I think that's something a lot of people think that, in fact, you could have a knack for it, but in reality, it just takes a lot of studying and a lot of hard work to get really good at chess. And the kids put in a lot of time and a lot of effort, and that's why they're so good at it. It doesn't just kind of, you don't just get lucky and get good at chess.
Right. What happened during the filming that most surprised you?
Well, I guess the most surprising thing was something that happened that ended up, changing the whole movie for us, which was the fact that the school got hit with those really bad budget cuts, which make up a big part of the movie. We weren't expecting that at all. You know, we thought we were just going to make this movie about the five kids and their journeys and the school and the chess program and what made it special. But we had no idea that once, a month into shooting, that we would get a call from John Galvin telling us that they had lost all their funding and, in fact, would not probably be able to go to any of their tournaments that year. So that's something we weren't expecting at all. Of course, that brought a lot of drama to the film. It was really disappointing for us, for the school, to know that they might not be able to go to their tournaments, but hopefully the film now will shed some light on that issue of after-school funding, and hopefully the school and other schools like it won't have to struggle so much to keep the funding for programs like that. But that's not something that we expected at all. We weren't intending on making a film about after-school programs or about budget cuts or public education, but ultimately that just became such a huge part of the movie.
I can't imagine trying to do something that requires as much concentration as chess and having a camera watching me. But the kids seem fine, like they still play and are doing all right. Do you think having the cameras around affected? I mean, obviously it had to have some effect on their lives, but
that question comes up a lot. Actually, people kind of always ask the kids how it was to be playing their games and having the cameras on them.
Sure.
And we knew while we were shooting that the cameras weren't affecting them. I mean, we got to know the kids well enough to know when they were being distracted by us or not, and, you know, always made sure that we laid low if it seemed like we were distracting them in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But that question comes up a lot when people watch the film, and they always ask the kids that, and they say the same thing, that, like, you know, Ms. Vickery does such a good job of teaching them how to just be so intensely focused on their game that really, like, the outside world just kind of disappears. And the fact that there's a camera, you know, 5 or 6 feet away is as important as the fact that there's somebody playing chess right next to them,
right,
or there's people talking, you know, a couple feet away. Like, all those distractions kind of just get blocked out. And so it really didn't affect the kids at all. And, I mean, maybe they were most affected by the camera, like, right after a game when they were really upset that they lost
or
something, or, like, right before a game, you know, where we tried to kind of give them some space. But I feel like while they were playing was when they were least affected by the camera.
Yeah, they certainly look locked right into a zone and, like, they're not
zoned in.
After the screening at Mass MoCA, you are going to do a Q&A with the audience. Have you enjoyed doing discussions like this at different screenings of the film?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. I mean, we've been to, gosh, I don't even know, maybe like 30 film festivals, tons more like Q&As at screenings of the film when it was released theatrically this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times I'll do like a Skype Q&A like I'm doing for Mass MoCA, like when I can't be there in person. And it's always really fun. I mean, it's like every audience is different and every audience has a different reaction to the film. Or at least there's always someone in the audience who brings something up that I haven't heard before. So, yeah, it's great. I love it. And I love especially when we are able to have the kids be involved. They're not going to be part of this Q&A tomorrow, but I think, you know, I've always enjoyed that too, the times when I am able to bring the kids with me to have them answer questions as well, because, you know, you make a movie so people can see it, so there's nothing better than, you know, sharing with people and then hearing their reactions.
And you were able to bring Pobo on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, which must have been pretty cool for him.
Yeah, Pobo did join me on the Jon Stewart show, although I should say I joined Pobo at the Daily Show. He was the real star of that one. You can watch the clip on our website. We have it up on our website right now.
What are you working on next?
Well, what I'm working on at the moment is feeding and diapering a 3-week-old baby.
I was going to say, I thought that you had recently had a child, yeah.
So that's actually why I'm not going to be at the screening. My husband and I just had a baby, and she's just 3 weeks old, so we're home with her, taking care of her. And that's our project for the time being. But hopefully in a couple months, we'll be ready to dig into something more video-related, more film-related.
Well, good luck. Thank you so much
for
speaking with me today. And the film is wonderful, and I was very...
Can I just tell you guys real quick, please?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you go to our website, people can click on Take Action, and there's a lot of things that you can do after seeing the film. If you feel like you want to help the school or share the film in a community that wouldn't normally have the chance to see it. And so please just check out our website and click on the Take Action tab.
The website is brooklyncastle.com. Katie, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you too.
Brooklyn Castle will screen in Club B10 at Mass MoCA tonight at 7:30 p.m. To learn more, visit massmocha.org or brooklyncastle.com.
In some schools, if you're on the chess team, you're this pariah which no one wants anything to do with you. In 318, the geeks, they are the athletes.
I'm a sort of lawyer, then a district attorney, then to attorney general, and then to governor, from governor to senator, from senator to president.
I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.